Please clarify. Any more doubts, please tell me. Pardon? K2 is for the house. Built property. Where bricks have been used, where things like that have been used. Okay, who is the significator for wood used in houses? Who said Jupiter? Brilliant. Very brilliant. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very brilliant, yeah? No, Mars. Mars. Saturn is for dealing in. Yeah. The person who deals with this Martian thing is Saturn. So Saturn is a very good for dealing in. Yeah. Because Mars gets exalted in Capricorn. You get excellent prices. You sell property at 3 times value and cheat somebody with 1 prime and 1 commission. You find a maximum number of wrong dealings in India on this land property. All sorts of papers are spent out. And, I mean, I've seen lots of wrong things happening out there. Okay, now everybody is very clear about natural significations. We have used all the 9 planets from the Sun to Ketu. Right? Almost anything on the surface of the Earth can be mapped under 1 of these 9. Anything and everything. 1 of these 9 will be the natural signification of the planet. Good. When do we use natural significations? When do we use it? When the?
The living
thing? Yep. Only living? Property. How about property? I want to buy some property. Mars? I see it from Mars? Do I see it from the house from Mars? 4th house from Mars I see for properties? Yeah? Have you worked on, I mean, honestly, have you people worked with Karakas?
No.
Try to, okay. Natural significators are those, we see the relationship between the house and the significator. There is a house which governs certain affairs. There is a significator which also governs affairs to that house. If these two have a harmonious relationship, that thing will prosper. If they are in angles, in bad these things, the thing will be destroyed. It will not prosper. So a 4th house rules mother, rules property. If the moon has an excellent trinal relationship or a very nice thing like that with the 4th house, like the moon in the 12th house, for example. Excellent mother. Person is very fortunate with regard to his mother. But the mother may be very sad at the time of his birth. That is just momentary. At the time of his birth, the mother may have been very sad, very depressed, crying. But subsequently, this child will be very fortunate with his mother. Why? Because the fourth Karaka, moon, is having an excellent trine relationship with the 4th house.
Why not, like, let's say Venus is exalted in Pisces,
but
that's 6 from 7.
6 from which house?
From 7.
No. Here 7th is the sign.
Yeah.
Libra.
Yeah.
Need not be. It depends. Let's say for Pisces rising, it's the 8th house. It depends what is the house. Here when I talk about house, I'm talking for individual houses. Okay. So what is the relationship of the planet to the house which it is a significator of? Okay.
But that's different from seeing the 4th from Mars. Right?
Pardon? No, that's totally different. If Mars is not having a good relationship with the 4th house, a good trine or a good angle or something like that, or aspect or something like that, then you can straightway say the guy is not going to have properties. Don't start describing the property before checking up whether he has properties or not. That is my point. I see a chart, there are no cars in it, and you say, oh my God, this guy is going to buy Mercedes, then he's going to buy this, but he's not going to have cars. First check whether he's destined to have cars, and when? Before jumping into what kind of cars? What type of cars? Where to buy the car from? No, not car, property. Car would be again Venus. Huh? Venus is the significator for vehicles. So the 4th from Venus I will see for vehicles. When to buy a vehicle? Who will help me in buying a vehicle? Who should I take with me to buy the vehicle? See, I have got Venus in Cancer. And I have Venus. So from Cancer, the 4th lord is again Venus. Lord of Libra. So probably I should take my girlfriend or I should take my wife to go and buy the car. Like that. I plan it out like that. This is how you plan your things. This is how you see. And it will happen like that. First car, fourth, then the second car. Narasimha. Second car. Yeah. Go on. Third car. Ninth. Okay, I'll go into these details. I mean, I don't want to complicate right now.
Is it sixth or eighth?
Yeah, that's right. First car doesn't have to be destroyed. But in marriage, first marriage has to be annulled before you have the second wife. Huh? You can't just have one wife and then go in for second wife. No, Islam law doesn't work in astrology.
How do you see the second?
Huh? Sixth. It is growth. You are growing. But with wives, you don't grow. Yeah, pardon? It's just like education. The more you get educated, the more you grow. Sixth. That's just like education. Upachaya. Growth in education, growth in properties, growth in cars is an upachaya activity. But not marriage.
Why do we see the sixth house for education? Like fourth house?
Growth.
But why not the third house?
Third house is parakrama. I don't show a knife or a gun to my professor to take the degree. Perhaps you do that and guys may do that in Bihar. But those degrees will not be acceptable. Third is, showing a gun. Okay, now fine. Like Godfather. Okay, now sign my certificate. So he signs it and gives you a certificate. You got to work for the certificate. You got to study hard to get those certificates. You can't do this thing and go and pick up a certificate. It's bad. It's unethical. It's not done. So here we are talking of a sixth house influencing the growth. Okay? Subsequent. Yeah. Is it the looking ninth from fourth? Yeah, go on.
So therefore, by what you were just teaching us, that is good for
very good for properties.
Because it's ninth from
fourth. Yes, ninth from fourth.
Then you're gonna check the fourth house from this Mars.
To check up where he'll have property.
I see.
Fun thing is sure that he's gonna have property. When, how, those things will come from fourth from Mars.
Fourth from Mars.
Yeah.
So the second property is sixth from Mars.
No. Sixth from the fourth from Mars.
Now, Upachaya houses are third also. So why isn't it so?
That's what he asked. Because these properties you are getting out of growth. You work hard, earn more money, buy another property. I mean, of course somebody can show a gun and get a property. But I mean, that's not something I'm going to look into. You can look into that part. You can. There are people who show guns and take properties. If you rob the second car, no, it's not yours anyway. Even if you rob it, no. Don't get into these things again with me. No, don't. As I told you, the first thing is good karma. If it doesn't got karma, don't ask me. I don't know. Okay, we are getting confused with this. Divisional charts, I'll leave it here. It can be very confusing. You need to sit and work slowly on this and it'll come. I leave divinal charts and karakas also. I finish natural karakas. Now I go to what is known as charakarakas. Have you heard of charakarakas? Oh, there's no light.